Nolte, Suppose Roe v. Wade Was Overturned and Nobody Cared? By John Nolte on May 6, 2022. Is it just me, or are you sensing a surprising lack of public outrage over the news Roe v. Wade is likely to be overturned? For the 40 years I've been watching politics, I've been repeatedly and incessantly warned by America's so-called experts that America's next civil war would be over the issue of abortion, most especially if the Supreme Court overturned Roe. Well, here we are, about 5 days after someone leaked a Supreme Court decision overturning Roe. A leak almost certainly designed to create an explosion of fury and, well, where is this explosion of fury? Where's civil war, part two? This is one of those rare moments where I find myself in agreement with that little cupcake from Who's the Boss? On Thursday, Alyssa Milano had her own Jeb. Please clap moment. Using her first wife voice, Milano scolded her fellow celebs over their lack of outrage and activism. I see all of you celebrities and influencers who are too scared to use your voice on behalf of reproductive justice, she screeched. I see you talking about diets and makeup in your new movies as our right to bodily autonomy is being stripped away from us, she again screeched. Then she begged, we need you. Get engaged. She's right. No one's clapping. More proof of public indifference can be found in the post-leak cable news ratings, which haven't budged. Based on what we've been told for the last 50 years, you'd think these numbers would skyrocket, but KNLAL is still averaging under 700,000 total primetime viewers. Finally, on the day after the leak, Ohio held its primary vote and Democrats stayed home. Where's the anger? Where's the energy? Where's the interest? Could it be? I'm just speculating here. Could it be that maybe possibly perhaps conceivably perchance that for the last 50 years the corporate media and fake pollsters and left-wing activists in the Democrat Party have been gaslighting us into believing abortion is the only issue that matters? Why the gaslight campaign? Well, think about it. First off, the threat of civil war, part two is an effective way to intimidate the court into not overturning Roe. Secondly, it's a good way to fundraise and gin up votes. I do, however, have a second theory. What if people are at long last sick of today's moral panic? What I mean is this. Imagine you're a Democrat. Imagine what your life as a Democrat's been like for 5 long years. Honestly, it's been one goddamn thing after another. Now I have to care about this. Now I have to care about that. Now I have to care about this other thing. From Merrick Garland to Susan Sarandon to hashtag MeToo to Donald Trump to kids in cages to George Floyd to Charlottesville to impeachment too to Russian election interference to Jussie Smollett to masking kids to vaccine mandates to January 6th to Kavanaugh to the Covington kids to the Ukraine to ending the filibuster to Elon Musk too. Maybe the outrage tank has finally run out of gas. Maybe everyone other than the Alyssa Milano types, those who have no identity outside of their addiction to being besides themselves, are sick and tired of this shit and just want to go back to living normal, peaceful lives? Honestly, what is the big deal about overturning Roe, anyway? Abortion will not be outlawed. The issue will merely return to where it has always belonged, to we the people by way of the legislative process in each state. Any mother who wants to butcher her unborn child will still be allowed to. She might have to order a new baguette on a bus, but the murder option will always be there. Most left-wing women live in states that will still allow them to kill their baby after it's born. So what's the big deal? Undoubtedly, we'll see some protests over the weekend. Maybe even big ones, but it's too late to convince me those protests are organic. Are anything but the usual organized astroturf. If overturning Roe was as big a deal as we've been warned, the outrage and interest would have been immediate and everywhere, and it's just not.